And now, James Gravel.
In two previous lessons, we studied the revealed will of God as found within the Bible. Many people undoubtedly desire to do God's will, but they struggle because they do not understand what God's will is for their lives. In the end, the only way we can know what God's will is for our lives is to read and study His Word. Asking the question, "What does God want me to do?" is an appropriate place to start. However, there is a significant difference in knowing and doing God's will. Most rational people can read through the Bible and discern the principles found therein, but recognizing those principles and obeying them are two different things. As James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." We also must understand the difference between God's will and our will. If we reject biblical teachings that do not agree with our will, are we not simply trying to seek God's agreement with what we want to do, rather than trying to obey His will for our lives? Perhaps an anecdote will illustrate this point. One night, an admiral on a Navy battleship ordered a course change. The navigational officer, seeing a light in the distance, reported that the battleship seemed to be on a collision course with another ship. Thus, the admiral ordered his radio officer to send a message to the oncoming ship instructing it to change its course 10 degrees to the south. The reply came back, "No, you change your course." After two more identical exchanges, the admiral, by then quite furious, stormed into the radio room, grabbed the microphone, and bellowed, "Do you know that you are talking to a four-star admiral in the United States Navy?" After a brief moment of silence, the voice on the other end replied softly, "Sir, do you know that you are talking to a lighthouse?" God's will, like the lighthouse, is steadfast and unmovable. It is useless for us to try to circumvent or ignore it. Instead, we simply need to respect it and understand that it is there for our well-being, just as the lighthouse was there for the ship's well-being.